好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
亚神把我们带到8月1号，也是夏令会的最后一堂到了。
So God guides us to August 1st, 2021. This is the summer camp, the last sermon.
神带领我们这7天的夏令会，我们真的觉得奇妙。
So this is amazing that God just guides us for this 7 days, the summer camp.
我们从道成肉身的预备讲到今天耶稣升天，我们回想上帝的恩典实在是满满的。
From preparation before the incarnation until the Jesus ascension, and we see the God's grace so abundant.
Yeah, 我们在讲到以前有一个祷告，将时间交给神。
Before the preaching, let's start with a prayer.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们舍命。
We thank you that you died for us while we are still the sinners.
主啊，你的爱是何等的长阔高深。
God, your love is so great and deep.
主啊，求你就继续的帮助和带领我们。
Please continue to help us and guide us.
愿意主你今天在我们当中掌王权，居首位。
May you just have sovereignty in our life.
谢谢主你今天在我们当中赐下你丰厚的恩典。
We thank you that you give us this abundant grace.
让我们能够明白真道。
For us to understand your truth.
让我们能够在真道上站立得住。
So we can stand firm in your words.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，今天讲到的题目是耶稣升天。
Today the sermon title is Ascension of Jesus.
这一个题目可能也是他在世上最后一个活动了，对吧？
So this title may be this last activity for Jesus in this world.
第一个活动他是降生在伯利恒，在马槽里啊。
The first activity that is, he was born in Bethlehem and in manger.
然后在世上经过了33年的时间，对吧？
And he lived in the world for 33 years.
最后的3年多的时间，带领门徒医病赶鬼、传道做见证，对吧？
So in the last 3.5 years, and he just guide his disciples and to preach the God's words and also testified after God.
经过了克西马尼园的祷告，最后走上十字架。
And also he went to the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, and then he just was crucified on the cross.
然后实实在在的被钉死，降在阴间，对吧？
And also he just died and just crucified on the cross.
然后3天后从死里复活。
3 days later, and he's resurrected.
这一下又40天过去了。
And then 40 days later.
今天耶稣要升天了。
And today, and Jesus is going to ascend it.
这一路走过来呢
？So in all these days，
我们发现耶稣基督已经完成了他第一次来到世上的使命啦。
And we see that Jesus that fulfilled his first mission.
说他第一次，说明他还有第二次再来啊。
When we say the first time, that means and he is coming back.
那我们今天是站在他升天之前的这个视角。
So today, and we just stand just from the perspective of his ascension.
借着耶稣，借着门徒耶稣以及天使所说的最后的一句话。
And Jesus through and just the disciples and Jesus also the angel's last words.
我们一起来看看耶稣升天对我们带来怎样的意义。
And let's see the meaning of the ascension of Jesus.
我们先来看第一点。
Let's see the first point.
门徒的最后一句话。
The last words of the disciples.
这个视角很有意思，对吧？
This viewpoint is very interesting.
我也想不到呀，路加在记载这件事的时候会从这个角度开始去记载。
So I just cannot imagine. So Luke recorded it from here.
如果你是门徒，你会怎么说这句话呢？
If you were the disciple, what would you say?
在此时此刻，你心中装的是什么呢？
At this moment, and what is fulfilled in your heart?
你会心中装的天国吗？
So, do you have the kingdom of heaven in your heart?
还是你在地上的国呢？
Or is it a kingdom on earth?
是你的民族主义、爱国主义，还是你的救国情怀呢？
Is it your nationalism, patriotism, or the feeling of saving the country?
其实当时的门徒很多人都装了这样的想法的，对吧？
Actually, during that time, the disciples they have this kind of thinking.
首先，我们来看。是复兴我的国。
First of all, restore my nations.
请问这是谁的国？哪个国呢
？So whose kingdom？
说心里话，包括我在内呢。
To be honestly, including me.
在我信仰的起初的时候呢
？At the very beginning of my faith.
是将信仰当作一个救国救民的工具了。
During the time, faith was used as a tool to save my country and the people.
我信主的时候，刚刚是八九年六四，刚刚过没多久。
The time that I believe in God, that was just after June 4th.
那个时候的年轻人嘛，心潮澎湃，爱国至上，民族优先，对不对？
So during that time, for the young people, the heart was just surging, and the patriotism was the supreme, and also the nation was the first.
在这种背景之下呢，恰好信仰来到我的生命。
With that kind of background, the faith just came into my life.
让我们这些从小长得大的一个拿来主义的这种思想在作祟嘛。
And with this kind of the so-called usage doctrine was just making trouble in my heart.
于是呢，信仰也就成为我怎么讲，就是百般利用的力量与动机，对吧？
Therefore, faith just became the power and motivation that I used in every possible way.
既然基督教能够救国救民，那为什么不拿来用呢？对吧？
Since the Christianity can save my country, why not just use it?
耶稣基督能够帮助我们中国更加强大，那为什么不信耶稣呢？
So Jesus Christ can help our nation be stronger, so why not I would just use him?
信了耶稣能够还能把西方的传教士啊，先进技术啊，武器啊，经济发展都带来自己的祖国，为什么不这么做呢？
So to believe in Jesus, we can just bring those missionary and all those highest technology into our nation. Why not?
坦率讲，这就是我起初信仰的时候，我的生命的光景和我内心的动机了。
To be honest, that was my motivation when I first believed in God.
这和我当时门徒见主最后一面的时候的心态有些大同小异了，对不对？
So this is much the same as the mentality of the disciples at the time of the last meeting, right?
别忘了门徒跟耶稣是同一个祖国，都是犹大国呀，以色列国，对吧？
Don't forget, the disciples and Jesus, they just have the same nation, that's Judah.
所以从他们的嘴巴来问耶稣的话，都会有同样类似的话呀。
Therefore, the words from their mouths, that they just asked us.
主啊，你来到世上的目的难道不是要复兴你自己的祖国，自己的母国吗？
Lord, isn't the purpose of your coming into the world for the restoration?
难道你来到世上不是为了祝福以色列国吗？
So, didn't you just come to bless the nation of Israel?
我们的国家民族所经历的痛苦、羞辱以及忧伤是其他国家没办法相比的，对不对？
The pain, humiliation, and the sorrow experienced by our country and nation are unmatched by other countries.
难道我们中国人不也是这样，跟犹太人很像的，对吧？
So are we Chinese the same as the Jews?
我们从1840年开始就经历鸦片战争啊。
Since 1840, we experienced the war of the opium.
我们从小到大所接受的教育是帝国主义都是大坏蛋啦。
So what we learned since the childhood, we just learned capitalism, that's just the bad guy.
本来我们中国好的不得了，根本西方没什么关系的，对吧？
Originally, and China was so good, has nothing to do with the Western country.
1820年，英国的代表约翰作为商业代表跟乾隆去谈条件的时候，那完全拒绝你，不理你啊。
So 1820, when the emperor Qianlong and just talked to the Western country, they just don't just even talk to him.
从此中国又成为关上大门闭关锁国的一个了不起的国家了，对吧？
And so since then, and China just become the country just close the door.
在我们的心目当中，我们的国家就是中国，是最世界的中心。我们是天国天朝，其他都是蛮夷小族，对吧？
So.Therefore, in history, in our heart, we just think China is the number one, that's in the center of the world.
1894年怎么会输给小鬼子小日本呢？
1984, how can we just lost and just to Japanese?
怎么1860年英法战争又打得我们到处找不到牙呢？
So, 1860, the war, and with the British, and also France, and so how come we just cannot just make it.
好不容易我们慈禧太后，哇，这个大笔一挥，然后是鼓起勇气来向八国，最后是11个国家宣战，对吧？多有气概。
So, also, the 慈禧 and just during the time they just fight a war with the 11 nations.
结果老人家就跑到西安去了。
And then she just went to 西安。
回来以后，国民政府全国人民开始思考这个问题啊。
So when she came back, the whole nation, they're just thinking about what is the question.
怎么我们泱泱大国会打不过身边的弹丸小国呢？
They're just thinking, how come we as the big nation, how come we just cannot win the war?
终于想明白了。
finally, and they just understood.
落后是要挨打的。
Well, if we just fall behind and we just cannot just win the victory.
所以整个洋务运动，整个民国，中华民国，中华人民共和国，等等这一百多年来，中国人都在不断地追这一个问题，要救国呀。
Therefore, for those the past 100 years, and the Chinese were just trying to just want to save our country.
那在这个当中，我们吸收了很多外国的先进的或者不同的思想，对吧？
And in this process, we just receive all those that the Western thoughts.
其实基督教思想也是在这个潮流当中进入到中国的。
Also, the thoughts of the Christianity that's just entered into China at this time.
那么，请问，作为中国人，作为中国的基督徒，是应该如何面对信仰呢？
So, as a Chinese Christian, how do we face our this faith?
其实就是一个命是和一个 tool 的一个关系，一个目的和工具的关系，对吧？
So, actually, it's just between the tool and the means.
Yeah, 到底你把基督教，你把信仰当做什么呢？
How do we treat your faith?
耶稣是你的工具吗？
Is Jesus something that for you to utilize?
上帝是你要使用的手段吗？
Is God just the means for you to use?
还是这位为我们舍命的主？不但是我们的救主，也是我们的生命之主呢。
Or do you treat Jesus as a Lord, as your the Lord of your life?
这就是门徒面对将要升天的耶稣所持有的心态啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, this is a mindset the disciples they should have, and when they face the ascension of Jesus.
那我们中国人跟犹太人蛮像的，其实。
Actually, Chinese and the Jews were pretty similar.
Yeah, 我们都有一个比较痛苦的一个悲哀的历史，对吧？
We all have this like a very sad history.
我们也常常用这段历史去告诉世界其他的人，我们是多么的可怜呢？
And we just like to use our past history to show people how pitiful we are.
Yeah, 川普访问中国的时候呢？
When President Trump visited China.
Yeah, 习近平主席也带他进了故宫啦。
So the leader she and also just guide him to the 故宫。
Yeah, 在故宫里边一边看那些古装戏，一边呢就给他谈起中国这一百多年来所受到的羞辱的历史啊。
So while they're watching the show and in the 故宫 and they also talking about just the past history.
我也相信两国领导人在这彼此互相交换意见的时候呢，呀，习近平是想把中国人这一百多年的情绪。跟美国人分享。
I think those two leaders exchanged their thinking and presence. The leader she probably want to just share about, just pour about that how would they experienced.
背后的主题竟然都是复兴我的国家，复兴我的民族啊。
So the topic behind the conversation that is to restore the nation.
Yeah, 当时的犹太人跟主耶稣所思考。所谈论的主题恰恰也是这个主题，要复兴以色列国。
So that is the same topic for the disciples when they talk to Jesus to restore their kingdom.
这是不是带给我们很多很深刻的反省呢？
So does that just give us some kind of reflection?
好，其次就在此刻吗？
Second, is it right now?
呀，你想想当时门徒的感觉是什么样的心情呢？
Just try to imagine what the kind of the feeling the disciple had.
每天一出门就受到一个很大的帝国在他的上面就奴役和欺压着他们，对吧？
So every day they go out and they just face this that the empire just oppress them.
主啊，难道你不知道我们现在正在受罗马帝国的欺压吗？
Lord, you know that we are now just being oppressed by the Roman Empire.
然后他们收了我们的税耶。
They collect our taxes.
还定了我们的规矩。
And they set our rules.
抢夺我们的资源。
They rob our resources.
劳役我们的子民。
And just labor our people.
所以主啊，你明知这样的事情，是不是你今天就要做复兴我的国这件事呢？
So Lord, you know all this. So are you going to do just restore the kingdom?
你知道犹大卖主那个犹大吗？
Do you remember Judah who betrayed Jesus?
他属于奋锐党人啊。
And he's a zealot.
所以当他卖了主，耶稣复活以后，也有一些奋锐党人跑来耶稣跟耶稣解释啊。
So after that, and also there are some people from the zealots, and they came to Jesus.
要犹大卖主是他个人的事情。
So for Judah, he betrayed Jesus. That is said his personal affair.
这并不代表我们所有的奋锐党人呐、啊。
And it does not represent on all of us as the zealots.
而且你不要忘了，当你一声令下，我们奋锐党人一定是冲锋陷阵。冲到第一的。
And also, once you just give a command, zealous like us, we for sure, we will just fight for you.
Yeah, 那你 的命令我们会忠心的执行啊。
And also we'll be just faithfully, just fulfill your command.
当然。
Of course.
如果你要不带领我们去攻打比拉多。
If you do not just lead us to attack Pilate.
那你就可能不是我们期盼的弥赛亚啦。
Then you are not the Messiah we're looking forward to.
你发现耶稣是他的什么人呢、啊、
So do you see who Jesus is for them?
耶稣只是他想利用的一个工具嘛。
Jesus is only just the tool they just want to use.
日光之下无心是这两千多年来道理都是一样的道理的。
Nothing new under the sun since the past 2,000 years.
我也曾经遇见过一些今天的新奋锐党人呢。
I have also met some of today's new zealots.
Yeah, 逼着牧师，逼着传道人去反对民主党。
And they just the forcing pastors and preachers to oppose the Democratic Party.
要打倒共产党。
And overthrow the Communist Party.
建立新美国。
Establish a new U.S.
解放全中国。
And liberate all of China.
这种口号也是到处都叫得很响啊。
This kind of slogan you can just hear it everywhere.
一旦没有合乎他的意呢
？So when one did not agree with him,
他就恼羞成怒了。
And he just became just angry from embarrassment.
甚至跑去抢夺上帝的荣耀和权柄了。
He would even just rob God's glory and authority.
还跑去论断上帝仆人的资格来了。
Also, he just judged the qualification of God's servant.
我看你这个样，你也不够资格，不合适当牧师啦。
Look at you. I don't think you're qualified to be a pastor.
呀，整个全世界，我看见只有一个牧师讲的道能够入我的耳的，其他都不行啊。
In the whole world, and you are the only pastor. You're preaching. I can take it.
其实我听了他这么讲，我真为他捏一把汗，真为他担心。
Actually, when I heard him say this, I really just have a concern for him.
他内心狂妄到什么样的地步，他自己不知道啊。
And in his heart, he just.As the, they just approached the point, he didn't know.
来到神的面前祷告，我说父啊，你赦免他吧，他所做的他不知道啊。
I come to the Lord, I just prayed to him. I said, God, he just forgive him. He doesn't know what he's doing.
好，最后是可否仰望主呢
？Finally, can we look up to the Lord?
我反复强调一点。
I just have repeatedly emphasized.
就是上帝的仆人，他只能听上帝的声音。
That is, God's servant can only listen to the voice of God.
也只能遵照圣经的话语。
And can only follow the words of God.
无论你认为你多么正确，你只要回到圣经当中来，圣经没有说，我只能把你当做参考意见，你晓得吗
？No matter how correct you are, but whatever you say, I can only use as a reference.
但是可惜的是什么呢
？However, it's a pity that
这些人并没有一对听神话语的耳朵呀。
So these people, they do not have a pair of ears for listening to God's words.
信主前，他们是爱国主义者、民主主义者，对不对
？Before believing in God, and they're the patriots.
呀，当然也包括利己主义者了。
And also, they're just like an egoist.
信主以后，生命没有改变，当然就是依然故我嘛。
So after believing in God, and the life's still the same, and there's no major change.
那怎么办呢？
So what can they do?
Yeah, 其实道理很简单的。
So actually, the reason is very simple.
Yeah, 盼望我们每一个人都能够留意到这一点。
I hope we all pay attention about this.
因为主还仍然不是他的主啊。
Because at this moment, the Lord is not his Lord yet.
上帝也不是他的上帝。
And God is not his God either.
充其量上帝不过就是他一件可以用的玩具一个工具而已了。
At best, God is just a tool available for him.
Yeah, 当然耶稣不为所动了。
Of course, Jesus was not moved.
因为主的使命来自天父，他只能听天父的声音。
Because the Lord's mission just came from the Father.
他的目的是要解救人脱离罪的捆绑。
And the purpose is to save the people from the bondage of sin.
而不是在人类历史上的某一个朝代得到某一场胜利而已。
And it's just not just in the certain just dynasty.
Yeah, 根据后来的史料记载呢
According to the later historical records,
这些爱国主义者大概在公元70年左右呢就举行起义啦
Those patriots rebelled in 70 AD.
Yeah, 罗马帝国的提多将军就带着军队过来镇压啦
And this were just finally suppressed by the Roman general Titus.
Yeah, 城毁人亡啊
And the city was destroyed and killed.
大概死了600,000人吧。
About 600,000.
如果你去圣地旅游的话呢，你仍然还可以看见仅存的一片哭墙在那里。
If you travel to the Holy Land, you can also just see the remains of the Wailing Wall.
其实你继续往犹大旷野里边走去呢，你会还会发现一个遗址啊。
If you just go to the wilderness in Judah, you will just see just the old place that left.
那个地方叫做马赛德要塞。
The place is called Masad.
在
Fortress.
公元73年才最后沦陷了。
So that place was finally filled in 1973.
Yeah, 有空的话你应该去看一看这个地方很有意思的
So if you have time, just go there to visit That's the, yeah, it's worth to go
这场抵抗是希律王也参与了
At this war, actually, King Herod And he also participated
Yeah, 最后呢他们水源被罗马军队发现了
At the time, and there's just water Just origin that was just was found out by the Roman soldier.
所以罗马军队把水源一掐断以后呢，他们在那就没有活路了。
So the Roman soldier they just cut off the water resource. So they don't have any connection.
他们就快死的时候呢
？By the time they're almost dying.
他们就要决定是怎么个死法
？They just have to decide how to die.
按照犹太律法呢，人是不可以自杀的。
According to the law of Jude, they cannot go suicide.
你记得扫罗王叫那个亚玛利人把他给杀了，也是这个借刀杀人，借别人刀把自己杀了。
Do you remember how King Saul just finished his life, just asked others to kill him?
所以大家都在山洞里就做了一个决定。
Therefore, they made a decision in a cave.
Yeah, 然后大家抽这个签呐。
So they just cast a lot.
Yeah, 然后你杀我。
So like you kill me.
然后再抽的签呢，我杀你。
Cast another lot, and then I kill you.
杀到最后一个人的时候，他只能自杀，那他活该倒霉了，
so,
对吧
？By the last one, the last person left, he can only just go suicide.
那这一个过程呢，是被里边的仅存的一些妇女和儿童看见。
With all this process was seen just by some of the children and the woman.
他们做了一个记录，留到今天还在。
That's why they made the record and the last till today.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's see the second point.
主所托付的最后一句话。
The last words of the Lord's entrustment.
你知道这什么意思吗
？Do you know what that means?
就是主耶稣要升天了，临走跟我们讲一句话。
That is that Jesus is going to ascend it, and he just left the words.
难道你不觉得这句话很宝贵吗
？Don't you think the words are so precious?
你打算你这一生要读这一句话读多少遍呢
？In your lifetime, how many times do you think you're going to read it?
一百遍够不够啊
？Is 100 times enough?
一千遍如何
？What about 1,000 times?
读多少你在神面前祷告
？So to read how many times you pray in front of God?
但是我们真的需要对这句话呢有很深刻的认识和了解。
However, we need to have a deep understanding about the words.
首先，何时你不知道
？First, you don't know when.
就是主耶稣什么时候离开？世界以及他什么时候再来的这个时候，我们没有人知道。
That is when Jesus will leave the world and when he will come back, no one knows.
Yeah, 那为什么主要这么吩咐呢
？Why does God just command us this?
其实我们对人自己的好奇心有了解吧，对吧
？We know our curiosity, right?
人的好奇心真的很要命，对不对
？People's curiosity is terrible.
要从始祖在伊甸园开始就已经体现这个了。
So in the Garden of Eden, our first ancestor already revealed.
每天亚当夏娃的经过那棵树上，在果子旁边看，也能悦人的眼目啊，挺好看的。总觉得什么味道，好奇啊，想啊想啊，对不对
？So every day, Adam and Eve, when they pass by that tree, and they just keep thinking, and the tree that the fruit looks good, and they just keep thinking about it.
等他这个好奇心差不多快满足的时候，撒旦就来诱惑他了。
When their curiosity fulfilled, and then the Satan came to tempt them.
神岂是真说那个树上果子不可以吃吗
？Did God really say the fruit on the tree that you cannot eat it?
呀，不但不可吃，也不可摸呀。
So we cannot eat it, and we cannot touch that.
这是撒旦常常做的这个诡计嘛。
That's the tricks from Satan.
就是要把神的话语改变掉。
That is Satan twist God's words.
那人也很好奇呀。
And the people also just have a deep dark, so curious.
撒旦说你吃了以后眼睛就明亮了。
Satan said when you eat it, and your eyes will be open.
呀，那很好奇，什么？我不是已经有上帝给我的明亮的眼睛，怎么还有另外的明亮吗
？So to them, they thought that they already have the eyes already opened. How come they eat it? They have also the eyes will open again.
你说这个好奇可不可怕呢
？So is this curiosity terrible?
要今天主呢要升天了，回天家去了。
So Jesus will ascend to heaven today.
那门徒肯定问了，你什么时候再来啊？
For sure, the disciple would ask, when will you come back?
你是哪一年呢？哪一天呢？
Which year? What day?
主就说了，这个日子除了天父，没有人知道。
So Jesus said, no one knows this day except Heavenly Father.
当时还活在世上的人子说，他也不知道。
And also the son of the man also said he didn't know.
请大家记住这句话的本质重要性在哪里，知道吗？
Pay attention to the importance and the essence of this.
没有人知道的意思是没有人可以知道。
No one knows, that means no one can know.
这是天父的权柄，你为什么老是要去抢夺呢？
This is the authority of the Heavenly Father. Why you want to rob it?
呀，两千多年来，这个人类啊，这个教会就没有停止过呀。
However, it just has never stopped for more than 2,000 years.
总是要有人要取代神，要说这说那，讲这讲那，对吧？
There are always different people, just either just want to just predict it or guessing.
总是有人预言啊，或者猜测啊，主哪一天来啊，哪一个月来，哪一年来啊。
People just like to guess when and Jesus will come back.
更加奇怪的就还真是总是有人去相信这些鬼话呀。
And also, even strange, and there are always people just willing to believe.
那当你有不明白的事情怎么办呢？
When there are things you don't understand, what can you do?
你比如说，哎呀，我怎么知道这个读圣经我读的是对的呢？
So you may wonder, so how do I know the Bible that when I read it and I just read it right?
当我们人如羊走迷的时候呢？
When we just go astray,
我们都比较多的容易从自己人个人的角度去看这个问题。
Which is more likely to look at this question from our own angle,
而不是从圣经的角度来看。
And we're not just looking at this from the angle of the Bible,
也不是从教会的角度来看。
And also, we just do not see that from the angle of the church.
当然，有些人说他会从圣灵的角度来看。
Of course, some people say he will just look at this just from the viewpoint of the Holy Spirit.
你还真别说，圣灵不是你可以掌控的，圣灵是独行其事的神，不是受你驱使的。
So you need to understand, actually, Holy Spirit would do his own work. It's not what we can control.
所以有个别的就是极端灵恩派的信徒呢，讲这一类的话的时候，总是带着一些曲解的含义在这里歪解圣经了。
Therefore, some of the extreme charismatic, when they explain this, they just kind of just mislead people.
啊，讲到这我稍稍展开一点点啦。
So when I talk about this, let me just say more.
啊，主耶稣离开这个世界以后呢
？After Jesus Christ left this world，
呀，然后彼得写了彼得书信，雅各写了雅各书信，保罗、约翰他们都分别把福音书和各种书信，总共27卷都写完了。
And then Peter, James, Paul, and John, and they just wrote this the books in the New Testament.
那你不要忘了，其实当时流行的这些圣经的经卷，不止这27卷吧。
So don't forget, actually, those books are, and actually, it's more than the 27.
其实教会也经过了几百年的摸索，几百年的挣扎，对吧？
And the church also just went through the hundreds of years of struggling.
从325年开始，君士坦丁召开第一次大公会议开始，直到加克敦会议，这差不多200年的时间，人类教会在摸索这件事情。
So since the year 325 from the king and just until now and just has been went through all this.
那就是普世教会在一起开会做一个决定，到底哪些是核心的真理。
So the global church they have a meeting. They just discuss about so what is the truth.
比如说耶稣基督是谁啊？
For example, who Jesus Christ is.
呀，他是圣父、圣子、圣灵的中间那位圣子，对不对？
So Jesus Christ is the Holy Father, Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit, and He is the Holy Son.
那圣经可不可以有错误呢？
So, does the Bible have heresy?
Yeah, 像这一类基要真理问题呢，大公会都做了一个最基本的决定了。
So, and these are the fundamental, just a doctrine, actually, in this meeting, and they have the make a decision.
Yeah, 简单的讲呢，上帝是创造者、拯救者和审判者吧。
To speak simply, God is a creator.He is a savior, and also he is the judge.
而我们所相信的上帝是一位三位一体的真神，对不对？
And the Lord we believe he is the Trinity God.
耶稣基督是完全的神，完全的人。
Jesus Christ is a complete man and a complete God.
而圣经是必须没有错误的。
And Bible is this no error.
这几条大概也就是普世教会认同的一个绝对真理的范围了。
So this is the boundary that the global churches that are confirmed.
其他的呢，许多可能都是比较有一些部分是相对真理的部分，对吧
？So others, they're just relatively truth.
比如说你死了以后，你的身体要不要捐献呢？还是不捐献呢？那是你自己的领受嘛。
For example, whether you want to donate your body after you died, actually, it's just by your own will.
大家清楚这个基本概念吗？
Do you understand about this basic concept?
也不是说是漫无边际的，所以真理的标准是很清楚的。
So it's not just the no boundary, so the truth is very clear.
也不是由哪一个人水平高，哪一个人水平低来决定的，不是这样子的。
It's not determined by whoever who has a higher, just a the knows more, whoever just has a lot less.
所以当我们在教导，当我们在传福音的时候，不要误人子弟啊。
Therefore,When we teach the brother, sister, and share the gospel, do not mislead people.
Yeah, 亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 我们要尊重神的权柄，对吧
We should respect God's authority.
人生并不是什么你都可以清楚的
So the life isn't everything you're clear.
你又不是全知的神呢
Because you're not God, you're omniscient God.
凭什么你要知道所有的东西呢
So but why you need to know everything?
你就知道神让你知道那部分就好了吧
So you just know the part God let you know.
你可否安静等候神呢
Can you wait for God quietly? 要
人若不安静的话呢
If you are not quiet,
你是无法知道谁是耶和华的，对不对
Then you cannot know who the Lord God is, right?
其次是圣灵会带领啊
Second, the Holy Spirit will lead.
圣灵会带领毫无疑问的
It's no doubt the Spirit will guide us.
但是我们不能单单抽离这件事凭己意去思解这个真理啊，这是错的。
However, we cannot just go by the Spirit and just by our own will to interpret God's words.
当我们讲圣灵会带领的时候，必须从整本圣经的结构当中去解释出来。
When we say the Holy Spirit will guide us, we just need to just within the boundary of the Bible.
因为拯救人类的计划是由圣父去设定的。
Because the plan to save mankind is designed by Heavenly Father.
然后由圣子基督耶稣来执行这个计划。
And executed by the Holy Son.
当耶稣完成使命就升天了，接下来是圣灵来完成。
When Jesus fulfilled his mission and ascended, and then the rest will be completed by the Holy Spirit.
所以主升天之后呢
？Therefore, after the Jesus ascension,
圣灵就继续带领我们完成这个救恩计划啊。
Then the Holy Spirit will continue to lead us to complete the salvation plan.
所以当我们去看圣灵的工作呢，必须回到圣经里边去看圣灵是怎么做工的。
Therefore, when we see the Spirit's work, we need to just come to the Bible to look.
为什么
？Why?
因为圣灵是不会超越圣经的。
Because the Holy Spirit will not just cross the boundary of the Bible.
圣经是怎么描述圣灵的工作呢
？So how does the Bible describe about the Spirit's work?
我们因信而接受敬礼。
We are baptized by faith.
神就应许赐下圣灵给我们了。
And God promises to give us the Holy Spirit to be with us.
从此圣灵就与我们同在了。
So the Spirit is with us.
圣灵是不需要我们去驱使、指挥，一摁手一祷，圣灵就来，不会这样子的。
The Holy Spirit does not need us to control Him.
圣灵就是一个三位体真实的其中一位啊。
The Holy Spirit is one of in this the Trinity.
他也同样是说有就有，命立就立的。
Same as the Holy Spirit, His words stand firm.
怎么可能由一个某一个什么人一按手一做什么手啊一叫圣灵就来了？这不可能的嘛
So it is impossible for any person and just say just lay the hand and then the Holy Spirit comes.
独行其事的圣灵是要与我们的心同证，我们是上帝的儿女啊。
The Holy Spirit just wants to testify with our heart that we are the children of God.
那无所不在的圣灵会感动我们为义为罪自己责备自己，对吧
？So the Holy Spirit just will touch move our heart to blame ourselves to righteousness and sin.
圣灵也会使我们想起。耶稣基督的话来啊
The Holy Spirit will also remind us of God's words.
他会赐给我们力量去结果子呀
He gives us the strength to bear fruit.
去结出圣灵的果子，福音的果子啊
To bear the fruit of the Spirit and the gospel.
为什么总要强调我有一个圣灵的恩赐，我会讲方言，我会什么什么了不起的东西，把自己标榜成与众不同，多么的了不起呢？
So what just emphasize that you have a gift and to say speak in tongue?
我铁定告诉你，那个不是圣灵的工作。
I want to tell you that is for sure not the Spirit, the Holy Spirit's work.
你有讲方言的恩赐，回家去讲嘛。
If you have the gift to speak in tongue, just go home to say it.
没有人翻译，你在会众面前卖弄什么呢？
If no translation to, for your speaking tongue, why you speak that in front of public?
显得你那么骄傲，你真觉得是出于圣灵吗？
You want to just show off, and that's your pride. Do you think that's from the Holy Spirit?
使人骄傲的灵会不会是邪灵呢？
Well, the spirit that make people have the pride, is that just from the evil one?
好，最后同时到地极啊。
Finally, go to the ends of the earth at the same time.
我们每间教会都有一篇使命宣言，对不对？
So each church, we usually have the mission statement, right?
Yeah, 我们可能都会用这节经文昭告天下，我们教会是一个怎样的教会。
So maybe we usually just use this verse to say what kind of church we are.
通常我们都会以教会的所在地设定为自所谓的耶路撒冷啦。
So we usually use the local church as the Jerusalem.
然后我们准备去犹大全地去传福音啦。
And then we say we'll share the gospel to Judah.
然后去我们认为的撒玛利亚去传福音啊。
And we'll share the gospel to the place we think it's Samaria.
最后直到地极去做宣教，对吧？
Finally, we do the mission to the ends of the earth.
我们按照这个路线图去发展是无可厚非的。
So that is understandable. We just follow this roadmap.
但是我今天只想强调一点。
However, today I want to emphasize this.
这个路线图是没有一个过去、现在、未来的时间顺序的。
So this roadmap, actually, there's no so-called order, the past, present, and future.
这个路线图是可以同时间去发展的。
So this roadmap, we can develop at the same time.
并没有一个先来后到的限制啊。
And there's no the first come, first served restriction.
要去年开始的这个新冠病毒，你知道带给我们什么吗？
With the COVID from since last year, do you know what that brings to us?
我们忽然间明白了这节经文的意义啊。
All of a sudden, we understand the meaning of this verse.
原来从耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极是可以同时的。
We just realized we can just to go to the Jerusalem, Judah, Samaria, and the ends of the world. Actually, it can happen at the same time.
难道这不正是我们国际网络联合教会现在正在做的事情吗？
Isn't that our church, International Online United Church, we're doing?
而且我也很大胆地跟大家做一个预测吧。
Also, I just boldly just give you this prediction.
啊，今后这种网络上的教会、网络上的团契、网络上的福音、网络上的宣教，会成为一个如火如荼的一个波澜壮阔的趋势与潮流啊。
I would say, in the future, so this kind of online worship, onlineThe gathering, actually, that will be a trend for the future.
请留意，我并不是反对线下的任何教会，我都是鼓励、支持、赞赏。
So just pay attention. I'm not trying to say that I just have the objection about this physical worship.
但是当圣灵把这一个新的波浪带到我们面前来的时候呢？
However, when the Holy Spirit just brings this wave to us,
当神的话语就活在我们生命当中的时候呢？
When God's words just live in our life,
我们又凭什么去限制上帝在我们面前的工作呢？
Why should we limit God's work?
求神怜悯我们吧。
May God just give us His mercy.
帮助我们能够活出这个见证来。
And help us to live out this testimony.
在日后的岁月里边。
In the future days,
我们能够活出这份见证。
We can just live out the testimony.
我们在日后这个网络教会的模式当中为主打了美好的仗。
In this that online just a worship in the model, we can just fight a good fight for God.
好，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们来看第三点，天使的最后一句话。
Let's see the third point, the last words of the angels.
我们可以想象一下当时发生什么事情啊。
So let's just think what happened during the time.
这众人吧，就眼巴巴看着主被一朵云给接走上天啦。
So the crowds just watched eagerly as the Lord was just picked up just by a cloud and ascended to heaven.
一直往前看啊。
They just keep looking.
继续往远方看啊。
Keep looking, look further.
那个点越来越小，渐渐就看不到他了。
And just gradually, they just couldn't see him.
那大家肯定很失望嘛。
Maybe they are disappointed.
所以耶稣派天使回来跟这些门徒又说话了。
So Jesus sent the angels come back to talk to them.
这就才会有一个天使的最后一句话嘛。
And that's why there's the last words of the angels.
首先，为何站的天？ 站着望天呢？为什么
？First of all, why stand and look at the sky?
啊，天使这句话什么意思？你听得懂吗
？So what does that mean from the angel?
他的意思是说，难道你忘了主的吩咐了吗
？So what I mean is, have you forgotten the Lord's command?
难道天国是这么等来的吗
？Just could it be that the kingdom of the heaven just waited for it like this?
耶稣说过什么
？What did Jesus say?
耶稣说，天国是要努力进去的。你们是这么努力的吗
？Jesus said.The kingdom of heaven must be entered with effort.
Yeah, 可能每个人都可以不一样。
Maybe each one of us, we can be different.
你可以是五千两或者两千两的那个仆人。
So you can be the servant with 5 talents or 2 talents.
他们都是把五千两赚了五千两，两千两赚了两千两，是成倍的增长，对吧
？So the five talents and the 2 talents, they just make the money doubled.
但是你却不可以是那一千两仆人的。对吧
？However, you cannot be the servant with 1 talent.
为什么这样子呢
？Why?
因为这个人呢，一千两仆人就把钱都藏到树下去了，藏到地底里面去，等主回来又把一千两还给主，哪有像他这样不努力呢
？Because the servant with 1 talent, he just buried this money and it's under the tree. And when the Jesus come back, he just gave him the same amount.
神给你的恩赐，你是需要活出来的。
The gift God has given to you, you have to live out.
神让你唱歌，给你唱歌的恩赐，你要唱是赞美神呐。
God gave you the gift that you can sing, so you need to sing and to praise the Lord.
别好不容易给你一个嗓子，一天到晚就是别别扭扭的搞这搞那，就是不去赞美神。
God just gave you this beautiful voice. However, you just do not want to serve Him.
那你就亏欠上帝给你的恩赐啦。
So in this kind of situation, you are just the short of the gift that God gives you.
神如果给你一个做网络做影音的恩赐，好好在国际教会啊，在网络教会这里尽忠心摆上你的恩赐吧。
If God just give you the gift to serve Him to do the video and for the church, then just faithfully just serve that.
别本事还不太大，然后就半桶水躺得很，骄傲得不得了啊。
So don't just because you just only just the halfway, and then you just have so much pride.
你记住，骄傲的人，神不会用的。
Do not forget, a person with the pride, God would not use him.
对啊，你今天如此的骄傲。
Today you are so proud.
竟然神还在用你。
And God still use you.
并不是你的骄傲好，乃是神给你机会，给你怜悯，给你恩典呐。
It's not how good it is with your pride.It is from God's grace, and God is using you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
天国是要努力进去的。
We need to just put effort to enter into the heaven.
你不能好像是拿了一张好像去天国的机票，然后回家睡大觉。
It just cannot be like getting the ticket to the heaven and then you're just sleeping at home.
来到教会的从来不服侍啊。
You come to church and you just never serve.
有一天我们都要跟神交这笔账的，你了解吗？
Do you understand? One day we all have to give account to God.
你知道有一天神会来到我们面前问我们呢？你们生命光景怎么样啦
？One day God would just come to ask us about the state of our lives.
你的心到底在哪里呢
？Where's your heart?
怎么知道我的心在哪里啊
？How do I know where my heart is?
看你的财宝在哪里嘛
？It just look where your treasure is.
你把钱给藏得好好的，就是不肯奉献呢
？You just hide your money very tightly. You just don't want to offer.
那如果是有一天神来问你，你怎么回答他呢？
If one day God asks him, how are you going to reply?
神也会问你的爱到底在哪里呢
？God will ask you, where is your love?
是怎么知道你的爱在哪里呢
？So how do we know where your love is?
问问你身边的邻舍吧。
Just ask your neighbor.
你是不是爱人如己呢
？Are you the one you love one another?
你的尾声在何方呢
？Where is your commitment?
很简单，看看你的时间表里面有没有服侍神这一项嘛。
Just very simple. Look at your time schedule.Do you ever set a time to serve the Lord?
你除了吃喝拉撒就是上班照顾家里边什么事这个事那个事，就是没有把安排时间给上帝，那你叫什么委身呢
？So other than you're eating and drinking and your own schedule, and so where is the schedule that for you to serve God?
牧师今天在跟你讲，是对你造成莫大的益处啊！有一天主来问你就来不及了，知道吗
？Today, Pastor tell you this. It is to benefit you.Other than, otherwise, it's too late.
这天使给我们的提醒哦。
So angels come to remind us.
其次是主是被接升天的。
Secondly, the Lord was just taken up to heaven.
听得懂天使所说的意思吗
？Do you understand what angel means?
他的意思是我们的主是荣耀的主啊。
That means our Lord is the Lord of glory.
他是被 荣耀的接上天了，对吧？
He was taken to heaven to spy glory.
啊，我们怎么知道他是如此的荣耀呢？
How do we know that the glory that he is?
啊，有一段经文是特别能表达他的荣耀，对吧？
So there's the scriptures and express this.
啊，在腓立比书二章六到十一节很清楚表达的那份荣耀啊。
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 11, just to tell us.
这里他说他本有神的形象，他不以自己与神同等为强夺，反倒虚己，去了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督是主。此荣耀归于我们的父神。
So who being in very nature God did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the nameThat is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Yeah, 这是我们生命当中应该充满的荣耀感，你不觉得吗？
This is the sense of glory that should be this full of our lives.
应该想想都感觉很兴奋的呀。
So it should be just excited to think about it, right?
要最后主仍要这样再来呀。
Finally, the Lord still has to come again just like this.
要天使的话给我们带来怎样的感受呢？
How does the angel's words make us feel?
放心、踏实与盼望，会不会啊？
So rest assured, practical and hopeful, right?
要我们是有人、有见证人，看见主是怎么离开我们的，对吧？
So we have the witnesses who saw how the Lord left us.
这个时候天使怎么说呢？
How did angel say?
我们怎么看见主离开的，他也要怎么回来啊？
And they say that our Lord will just return just like this.
我们虽然不知道主什么时候回来。
Although we don't know when the Lord will come back.
但我们却知道他一定回来。
We know that he will come back for sure.
而且连回来的方式都定好了。
And even the way to come back has been decided.
这是我们之所以可以为他而活的依据啊，对吧？
That's the reason why we can live for God.
而我们这个依据是确实可靠的。
And this is the assurance that is so true.
好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天上帝借着门徒、基督、天使各一句话，将耶稣基督升天的意义向我们显明了。
Today, God just used a word from the disciple, Christ, and angels to show us the meaning of Jesus' ascension to heaven.
请问你是否愿意为他而活吗？
Are you willing to live for God?
好，我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢主你的荣耀啊。
Lord, we thank you for your glory.
主啊，你在升天的时候带给我们如此大的恩典与智慧。
So you just gave us such a great big grace and wisdom in your ascension.
让我们晓得教会应当行走如何行走天路啊。
You just teach us how the church should walk to the head on the heavenly path.
让我们看见门徒的生命应该如何向你委身啊。
And also the disciples' life, how we should just commit to you.
我们也看见天使带给我们何等大的依据啊。
Also we see the assurance that it's brought just from the angels.
主，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
听祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus Christ and we pray.
Amen.